Welcome to Wizards of the Coast presentation of the Mines of Madness. Today we'll be podcasting with Molly Lewis, Scott Kurtz, Chris Straub, and Stepto. Molly?
Hi.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Molly Lewis. I play ukulele and write songs, and this is my first time playing Dungeons & Dragons.
My name's Scott Kurtz. I'm a cartoonist. I draw PvP and Table Titans, and I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons since my dad brought home the red box.
My name is Chris Straub, and I am a cartoonist as well. I draw Chainsaw Suit and Brood Hollow, and I've done a lot of work with Scott in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm Stepto. I'm a writer, and I wrote a book called Microsoft Life about my career at Microsoft, and I just released a comedy album called A Geekster's Paradise.
My name is Greg Bilzen. I'm a producer for R&D here at Wizards of the Coast.
What's your thief's name, Chris?
My thief's name is it's Cuffs, and because he's so good at getting out of them.
Oh, I like it.
And into them, fisticuffs though, not handcuffs. Different name, different reason.
Ooh.
My monk's name is Friar Collar. That's my monk's name.
He's a man of the cloth.
A man of the cloth and collar.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Drake. I'm Drake Shieldheart. I'm a cleric of the light, and I'm here to protect you all.
I am Barbie the Barbarian.
Excellent.
Which is a Barbie playset I would love to see.
Just let me know if you have questions. In general, your character is wielding a maul, and so your most common thing to do is going to be swing at people with the maul. You also have, each of you has a selection of skills. Those are indicate things that you are good at, that your character is talented with, and so that will tell you, as we explore the dungeon, what things you might have advantages for. In addition, Scott, your character, the cleric, has a spell sheet on the back that summarizes your spells. Those are pretty brief summaries, so just let me know if you have any questions about the spells.
No problem.
And I think with that, we will get started. Perhaps because you've been gathering rumors, you have come to the Mines of Madness in search of the Forever Stone, a powerful artifact rumored to have many great powers, first among them, the power to grant eternal life. According to half-forgotten lore, the stone was hidden away from the world long ago by evil wizards and greedy dwarves who coveted its power. They are said to have perished in an orgy of magic and bloodshed after turning on one another. You don't expect all the rumors to be true. But one thing is certain, over the years, many adventurers have tried to claim the Forever Stone, but none have succeeded. To survive the Mines of Madness would be a feather in the cap of any adventurer, but to retrieve the Forever Stone would catapult you into the annals of awesomeness. And so here you are, on the brink of greatness, ready to descend into the depths in search of glory, infamy, and immortality. It is an artifact with many magical properties.
Yeah.
Do you really want a stone forever?
You stand before the mines. A ramshackle wooden outhouse is about 30 feet from the entrance of the mine. Carved into the door of the outhouse are the words, "Keep out in common."
Hmm.
So they don't have indoor plumbing in the Mines of Madness. They come out here.
This is probably our last chance to pee.
Probably.
Before we enter the mines.
This is keep out. I don't know. Maybe somebody's just been in there.
Yeah, that might be a courtesy sign.
Yeah, it's a sign that, like, safe to go in, flip it if you just took a dump.
Wait a couple minutes.
Does anyone have to pee? Yeah, I don't want to go near the outhouse myself.
All right, so nobody wants to investigate the outhouse, so you approach the mines?
The bathroom is not
peaked our curiosity. Investigate is not the verb code used for the outhouse.
We approach the mines.
I feel like we should approach the mines and save the outhouse as a bonus when we leave.
It's our reward.
It's our reward.
Trick. The Forever Stone is in the outhouse. All you had to do is go in there and get it. Gotcha.
All that death from turning on each other for nothing.
You mad?
You can't be sure unless you look.
You missed it.
As you approach the mines, you can see that rubble and flinders of rotten wood are piled around the mouth of a 10-foot-wide, 10-foot-high tunnel carved into a rocky hillside. The floor of the tunnel is covered in loose dust, and the wooden buttresses and crossbeams that support the tunnel have seen better days.
Hmm.
So it doesn't look like a well-built Mines of Madness.
Is the opening of the tunnel wide enough for us all to walk through? Do we have to go through single file, or...?
It's 10 feet wide, so you can stand two abreast.
Hmm.
I'm not sure I want to just kind of, you know, Dorothy, Tin Man, and
I was going to say, if we linked arms, we could probably cram our way through, but that's not.
I feel like we should. It seems like we should investigate.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go in. I mean, we got to.
But it doesn't mean we have to just jump in.
Just jump in.
So it sounds like you want to look around the entrance.
Around the entrance.
Okay. Make a wisdom check, and if you have the spot skill, you can add a d6 to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I do.
Hey, Rogue.
Here we go.
You're sneaky.
Yeah.
So, Molly, you're going to roll a d20.
Okay. 13. Okay.
And you'll add, there's a little number next to your wisdom.
One.
And you'll add that to the 13.
Why am I doing this wrong?
Well, she's just checking it out.
It's 14.
And then you'll add the d6. So what that represents is the wisdom represents sort of your innate ability to pick up on clues or anything that might be out of the ordinary.
Sure.
And then because you have this background in, what's your background?
Thuggery.
You're apparently good
at very intuitive.
Spotting things.
I'm street smarts.
Exactly.
Some street smarts. Yeah.
What were the rest of the checks?
Oh.
If you were looking around.
I didn't go yet.
I'm sending the thief in.
Yeah. So that's 25 spot.
Nice.
Oh, is it 2d6 or 1d6?
Mine is 2d6 for this.
And you take, and you think you take the higher of the two. So you all are fairly perceptive as you're looking around the entrance. The mine definitely looks as though it has seen better days. These beams look like they've been weakened. And also as you're investigating some of the rubble that's been piled outside of the mine, you notice arms sticking out of it.
Oh,
hey.
Like fresh arms?
They look like they're semi-fresh.
Oh,
okay.
Semi-fresh is still
not. And I thought that smell was the bathroom downhouse.
Well, I will approach the arms, and I will examine the arms. I'm going to do a spot check.
Are you, like, pulling on the arms? Are you just kind of, like, digging the rubble?
No,
I'm
going to CSI it. I mean, I am a cleric, and I have, like, you know, I want to see how fresh these bodies are.
All right. You do your, like, eagle eye vision.
I've been around people in need of assistance and... I've been around bodies. Oh, nice.
These guys out.
You can't help the bodies.
21. I don't have a spot check, but
do you have heal or nature?
I should have heal. I have a healer's kit.
Who needs heal when you can cure people magically?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have no special senses. It says so under senses.
But you can apply your wisdom to that then.
I did. It was 22 total.
Okay. These don't look like normal large-sized humanoid arms. They are kind of thin and wiry. You would guess goblins.
Hmm. It looks like these goblins could have used a hand.
Not bad.
So are they piled in?
That's it. We can't peek that.
You would guess with your exceptional perception that it looks as though the rocks were piled on them.
Oh, guys, I think, yeah, so this is evidence of a rock slide from before.
Okay. Is that like a goblin?
Another vote for not a well-built, maintained Mines of Madness.
Okay. So it looks like some goblins tried to get in.
And immediately were crushed.
Okay.
I'm glad we didn't jump in.
Do you have any kind of detect traps or anything that we might be using every 10 feet?
I have disabled device, and I have listen.
Search would also apply.
I have search.
Searched for like something around the mine that might be a trap.
Okay, can't.
So you want to send the rogue ahead in the corridor to search it?
How far ahead?
This is what we pay you.
I gotta go.
This is what we pay you for.
This is your job.
Look, I get out of handcuffs, okay? That's it. And they have to be trick handcuffs. I cannot escape jail. I'm sorry.
That's all your disabled device does is handcuffs.
I pickpocketed one guy and I got real cocky and I said, "It's time to take on these mines."
Told you, we should open a tavern.
All right, so I ask you, DM, do I need to enter the corridor in order to perform this search?
You can stand outside and try to just look around, but it's not going to give you the same ability to detect the traps.
Okay.
In other words, it might be harder.
So we would have to go past this rubble in order to do that. Okay.
All right.
Who's got a lot of hit points? And or is good at avoiding...
We're actually all comparable.
I think we are comparable.
I feel like the barbarian might have an advantage on that one. Although probably not
best at searching.
So do you want to send the barbarian ahead, or do you want to search?
No, search for a trap.
You gotta search for a trap. And we're gonna say goodbye to Cuffs.
Okay.
Cuffs, no!
You're gonna be making an intelligence check to search, because you're looking for any mechanical or magical indications that there's a trap.
So here we go.
So roll a d20. No. Add your intelligence modifier, which is that small number next to intelligence.
Boy. All right, so it's 14.
14.
14.
14's not a lot.
It's not a you go in, we watch you go in, and you come back out.
Where are the rest of you standing?
He says, I'm at the entrance.
I'm by the goblins. I left the goblins. Remember that place where the goblins were?
He's standing close to the goblins.
That's where I'm standing.
And I'm standing a few feet behind him.
You sent me in.
But I'm just,
let's check this
I'm
out.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking straight at the ground, though.
Okay.
Because I'm convinced that the ground's got something to do with this mess.
And you are looking at the ground as the tunnel collapses on you. You don't detect the trap until you step on it. Under the dust was a magical rune that flares brightly.
We didn't check the dust. Why didn't we check the dust?
The dust.
And you hear the groan of stone above you, and you can make a dexterity saving throw to try to avoid being crushed.
All of us are just Chris?
Just I'm Chris.
You one. Got this. You got Dex.
I'm going to try my old die. We'll see how this guy fares. Okay.
Yes. Okay, that's better.
All right, I got 19.
19? 19. You actually do manage to throw yourself out of the way of this rubble as it comes collapsing down.
Yeah!
Where does he throw
Do
himself?
You throw yourself into the mines or out of the mines?
Hell no, into the mines, out of the mines.
All right. So you narrowly dodge probably hundreds of pounds of rock as it collapses down in the corridor.
Hey, I think he found a trap.
Good job. Guys.
Good job.
Way to find that trap.
That was way to go, man.
Well, I feel very moist right now.
I'm gonna use some of that dust.
Maybe clean up in that outhouse.
Now,
do you go to the outhouse?
No, I don't. You guys can just deal with it.
You can't.
I'm just going to sit in it.
So afraid of just an outhouse.
It's a different colored breeches than you were wearing when you were in.
Now that he's tripped the mine, is the
entrance
rune
block?
Visible? Do we know where the rune is?
The rune is buried under the rubble.
Oh, cool.
It looks probably that spending an hour, you would be able to clear enough of this rubble to shimmy over the top of it.
All right.
Wow. Well, let's just go to the tavern.
You know, I was going to say, this Mines of Madness thing, it's off to a great stop.
Well, I mean,
what do? I move a rock. Okay, great. Roll for that.
Roll for
I also move a rock. Okay, great. Roll.
Well, I guess we'll spend the time to clear the rubble. Enough to where we can get over.
Yep, you can do so with no problem.
Do we want to do that? Does it look like we could only do that to where we could only shimmy over one at a time?
Yeah.
Or do we think we could clear enough of it?
If you want to spend more time, you can clear enough room that two people could go in simultaneously.
Two people could die at the same time, if we wish.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
And after an hour of working hard, you know, you kind of drinking water and your bladders are starting to fill full.
God, he wants to go to the outhouse.
Just go to the outhouse.
All right, I broached this first deal. Who else has to go to the bathroom?
You don't have to go to the outhouse. But you can't clear enough of the rubble to go
in. The outhouse at the same time.
We can stand outside. I mean, I'm sure it's got one of those little...
I'll check out the outhouse.
Like a honey pot thingy where it's got a little...
I go to the outhouse.
Someone's in.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. We should go with you.
When I say I go to the outhouse, I mean, I don't, like, go in it. I just go up to it. And I want to...
We want to study the hell out of this outhouse.
I'm afraid of everything.
You're immediately eaten by the outhouse.
Well, I can search.
There's a door on it,
there's
right?
There's a door like that has a handle that says keep out. A sign that says keep out, and there's a handle. It's made of rickety boards, so you could peer through them if you wanted.
Oh.
Okay. I'll try to peer into the outhouse.
Okay. You don't need a roll, actually.
Okay.
You can just see that inside, it's kind of dark, but that there is a board with a hole in it, and that there seems to be a light coming from that hole.
Oh, dear.
That's never been good in any outhouse I've ever been in.
It's a bench.
Yeah. That's never...
Guys, what if it's the Forever Stone?
But yeah, like, there's a little chance that
it'll have poop all over
it. Maybe a goblin passed it. And that's... It took forever.
That's where it gets its magical powers.
All right. Can you guys, like, get...
I think we should search maybe around it.
Form around me so we are ready for whatever comes out of this...
Shouldn't we take a look around the outhouse?
Should knock on it.
Well, that's a good idea.
See if...
I knock on the door of the outhouse. I say, hello?
Silence greets you.
It is only polite. You're right. I hate it when someone just busts into the stall.
I don't want to be a beholder.
You don't. You don't want to be a beholder. That's right. Or a juggernaut. That's correct.
I open the door of the outhouse. Are you guys at the ready?
I'm at the ready. We're all ready.
So you guys are standing nearby the outhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
You keep bringing it up.
Hey, you can go into the dungeon if you want.
You know what? Technically, it's not part of the mine, so maybe this is just a good old plain outhouse.
It's not the outhouse of madness.
Yeah.
We don't know that. And we can't trust you to tell us the truth about
it. So the door just opens?
Yeah. Creaks.
Oh.
So we got a real good line of sight on this glowing toilet hole.
Yep.
Is it a steady bright shining light? Is it extremely bright? Is it dim? What kind of light are we talking?
What's the brightness level of this toilet?
I'm curious.
What is the luminosity?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Lux, if you don't
mind. How many joules of light?
20? It's dim light. It looks like maybe there's kind of a flickering quality to it. So it looks like it might be a torch that is somewhere down below.
That's what I was looking for.
So yeah, like maybe it's not.
Maybe this is a better entrance.
A better way in.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because I would never think to crawl into the hole of an outhouse to enter the mines of madness.
All right.
That would not have occurred to me.
Does anybody want to put their face in the outhouse hole to further investigate this object?
Well,
we should.
Let me just say this: as your healer, I should never go in first.
That's true. Absolutely correct.
That's true. Yeah.
And you went first last time, so either she or I should go first.
Monk,
and
I'm assuming the monk's pretty.
I should go. I think I'm okay. The hole's big enough for only one of us to go at a time, I assume.
It's not
a gigantic gaping hole. It's an outhouse hole.
Only one goes at a time.
Well, hey, you haven't seen a trough,
you think that
buddy.
Two small people could probably fit in there.
Wait a minute. So the hole is big enough for a person to get through?
No, the outhouse is big enough for one person.
Okay.
I assume nobody has approached the hole yet.
We're not
I'm going to approach.
Steptoe, as you step in and look down the hole in this bench, you can see that maybe about 20 feet below is a torch that seems to be resting on, well, you know what.
Oh,
so it's not like,
so there's a real stink.
Hey, guys, I'm not sure this is our most palatable way in.
So apparently somebody ate a torch.
There is poop down there.
So it's a nasty place down there.
But it's 20 feet down?
The poop also looks pretty old. It doesn't look like this has been used recently.
Fossilized.
Want to check the manifest on the door to see what janitor
who checked it last.
Yeah.
But is it a tunnel down or is it just a hole for...
It looks like what you would expect of a porta potty. A cavity below.
All right.
So what's interesting to me about this is that there's a torch down there. And nothing else is interesting about it, but that either means that there's more to it that we can only see if I go down there, or there's nothing to it, and we're going to get a torch out of it.
Don't go down there.
How big of a hole is this? Would it accommodate
I could pull the bench up if
you
I had to, right?
Okay,
so I'm not doing that, but.
Okay. As you pull the bench up.
I didn't pull the bench up.
I mean, look, we know the stone's not in there, because it would be dumb if we came out.
No, I just mean, what if there's more stuff in that entrance that's going to be awful, and this may be a way of bypassing that.
Like a safe way in?
Yeah, a safer way. I'm sure it's got its own traps.
As you say that, you feel the ground below you begin to rumble.
Oh, crap.
And before you or any of the rest of your party can react, the ground upheaves below you, throwing several of you who are outside the outhouse aside, and you see a giant purple worm emerge from below, swallowing the outhouse, and I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
Swallowing the outhouse?
Oh, no. Okay, so we all got to do it.
So you're going to roll a d20, and you're going to add your dexterity modifier.
Oh, three.
Oh, no.
So did I. Real bad.
I rolled
Steptoe?
12 total.
Oh, real bad. Real bad job, guys.
Steptoe, because you are inside, you take a -5 as well.
Okay. Oh, right. That makes sense. Okay,
role,
so
you become the worm.
7.
You are now playing as the worm.
I'm now the worm.
Okay. So, Step, you got a 7 total?
I got a 7 total. Chris? Wait,
I got a 7
cuffs.
Total, too. Hey.
I got a 14.
Solidarity.
I got a 4.
Scott, you managed to throw yourself out of the way of this and remain standing. Cuffs, Barbie, you both are thrown to the ground as this enormous 15-foot-wide worm emerges.
15-foot-wide worm. Wow.
And Friar Collar, it manages to bite you.
Through the outhouse. Mm.
Oh.
Through my shielding of the outhouse.
That is going to get infected.
It has advantage because...
I'm already in its mouth?
Yes. which means he gets to roll twice and take the higher result.
Oh, no! He rolled a one! First, he rolled
I rolled a one and a 20. 20.
A 20, no!
Which one are you going to choose?
Step! Step, do you want to play the wizard? Or?
What that means, Steptoe...
No.
You are going to take a total of 42 points of piercing damage.
Jesus.
And you are swallowed.
All right.
How many hit points do you have?
24.
What are the effects that come with being swallowed?
Yeah, is there any
bonus
to being
swallowed?
If
you're conscious, you're taking bludgeoning and acid damage. You are slowly digested for as long as you remain.
Over
the course of 1,000 years. Healer! Healer! You hear my muffled cries from inside the worm.
So what negative hit points does that put you at?
Like, what did you say? 40?
Negative 22.
Like negative isn't.
Yeah, it's like
life.
Negative 22.
Which kills you outright.
Oh, well, that's merciful,
I figured. But you gave me a moment of hope.
Okay. There is a potential if you are knocked into low negative hit points that you can be healed.
No, I took all the worm.
Being inside a worm does make that difficult.
I took all the worm.
Fryer collar.
As the rest of you watch in horror as the outhouse, as well as your companion, is swallowed. Several of you are on the ground. Drake, you remain standing. The worm is still there. And
so now we
roll initiative.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh crabs.
Oh man, I would have been good too.
We will avenge you, Step.
All right, I got two.
And I got a four.
I got an 8 total.
I got a 4.
I got a 10.
All right. Cuffs, you're the only person that gets to go before the worm.
Kill it!
It is adjacent to you.
All right.
Please.
This looks like something I've dealt with.
Avenge his death.
Cut me out of him and give me a proper burial.
You gotta get Fryer Collar out of that shit worm.
This is like that Stephen King movie, Dreamcatcher, whatever it was. Oh, it's a bigger worm.
All right, well, has it seen me?
Actually, I was so delicious that it was distracted from the rest of the party.
Maybe it's full, and he'll go back down the hole. And okay,
it doesn't seem to have eyes.
Ah.
If you want to try to either recall what you know about worms or look at it, you can make either an intelligence check or a wisdom check.
My local library.
If you have folklore, you could apply that.
To learn more about shit worms, visit your local library.
This is the worst junior high assignment ever. I did my senior project on shit worms, and...
Well, I wish I had.
Yeah.
I would have recognized its normal bait, a rundown outhouse.
Let me do intelligence then.
Jesus Christ.
I rolled a 1 and I say, what is that? What's wrong with that toilet?
Someone had worms.
Where's
Stab it.
Where'd Fryer Collar go?
All right, so I glean nothing. And because I don't know what it is, I guess then I'm gonna use my sling on it.
Real David versus
Goliath. You can sling a stone up at its head.
Oh, yeah. So it's an 11.
Okay. Because the worm is enormous and it's not difficult to hit, the stone from your sling does strike it, and you can roll damage, which is the number adjacent to the attack.
Here we go. Get ready for the spoils.
Nice. Max damage.
Reasonable. All right, so 10 damage.
So the stone strikes it, and it doesn't seem to pay particular attention to that. It still seems to be sort of digesting. You remain adjacent to the worm. To attempt to move away would provoke it.
Oh, I see. I'm going to hang out by this worm.
Yeah, don't provoke it. You'll learn a tough lesson about the inside of purple worms.
Although I do have naturally stealthy, which says I can attempt to hide behind creatures bigger than me. So
you could try to hide behind it, which would
just kind of angle away
on the other side of it.
Right. You know what? It feels like it might be an advantage at this point.
You're fine.
I don't want to get it upset right this early. Let's just check out the worm.
What the worm does?
Maybe I was like the Snickers bar to this worm, and it was cranky,
right?
Like Abe Vigoda before, but now it's
maybe
fine.
It's going to give us a riddle.
Maybe. You never know. I won't know. I'm dead.
On the worm's turn, it actually begins to withdraw down the hole from whence it came.
I was a satisfying
Those of you who are adjacent, if you want, can strike at it as it recoils.
I do want to strike at it.
Yeah, because I had stuff on my body.
Because my friend's in his belly. I'm going to use a lance of faith. I'm going to strike it. Hold on, my holy symbol.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you foul ass beast.
Barbie, are you also going to strike at it with your maul?
I can. I can and will.
Ooh.
You can do so as well, Chris, if you want.
Oh, okay.
So, 14. It's my attack roll.
14 hits?
I have 20.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it a natural 20?
Yes.
Then
it's a, hold on. Yeah, natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's a critical hit.
Yes.
And we'll explain what that means in a second. We'll do damage for Chris and Scott first. You aren't attacking it, Chris.
Please, it's
11
puffs.
Points of damage.
Puffs, yes.
I don't know if I want to attack this thing.
Attack it!
I'm a rogue, and I'm like, I don't care. Let that fire get eaten.
Damn.
More forever stone for me.
Oh, more that's forever fine. Stone for you're me. In character. I did 11 points of damage.
Okay, but I do wind my sling up and pretend like I'm going to, just to so they think I'm going to do it.
Solidarity.
But I never release it.
All right.
Go, I'm mad too, guys.
Cuffs, yeah, really looks intent and angry at this worm. So, Molly, Barbie strikes a critical hit, which means you thwack it with the maul, and you will do max damage. You also, because you got a critical hit, get to roll the damage dice again. So another 2d6.
I didn't need to do anything. That's pretty good.
Four, and then
you came up
again.
Okay. Looking pretty brave.
Four, and then four.
All right. Another eight. You leave a deep indentation in the worm's side as it withdraws.
Deep indentation.
Take that.
A crease?
Well, it's a worm, so we should. Just,
I guess.
Just
yeah.
So now there's just this big gaping hole in the ground.
As the worm withdraws, some of the dirt and gravel of the area does fill in the hole. You can try to, like, push your way through if you want, but it looks kind of like a depression right now.
And the outhouse is gone.
The outhouse is completely gone.
Well, Step, that was not an easier egress into the mind of madness.
It was worth a try.
I would debate you, but I'm dead.
Fortunately, you had another adventuring companion who was back in the town and trying to catch up with you.
And that's he shows correct. Up. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
And we're all,
yes.
It's covered in shit.
I show up after a slow stroll. You know, I am a high elf wizard. My name is Hayden Twink Rebusbikvac. It's spelled like it sounds. And I come up and I'm fresh. I'm like, I've had a nice walk.
Hmm.
Hey guys, where's Collar?
Oh, he went on in ahead.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's a pun.
Yeah, no. Oh, he went on in ahead.
What's with the?
Yeah.
What is And I'm assuming that I'm they are clustered around this hole in the ground and
covered in shit.
At the moment, there appears to be no immediate threat.
We don't want
to
scare this guy off. We need him. He's doing
right.
fine.
Collar's no, Collar's fine.
He's on it. Went on ahead. He's
indisposed right now.
Checking out,
now,
he's checking
out
the.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're all doing great.
Well, you're just here in time to help us move some stones. We had a little bit of a scare with the cave-in, but so far.
Yeah,
nothing right? We can't handle.
Fine.
Okay,
everything's
good.
Fine.
We took care of the shit part. Can you move the rocks, please?
And of course, you asked the wizard.
Okay.
The skinny.
Do you have a clear rocks spell?
I do not. Unfortunately.
We may only need
all right.
One
so
time.
We spent some time carefully clearing enough of the rocks to enter the mine.
The mine, not the wormhole.
Yeah, no, screw the wormhole.
There's a worm in there.
Did anybody peek down the wormhole?
No!
You did. Okay.
We didn't learn anything.
All right, we'll leave it
all
alone.
Right.
We'll leave it alone.
You can clear the rubble without a problem. In fact, you had already cleared most of it when
all
right. You had revisited.
I'll take
the
small rocks, guys. I'll take the last couple.
All right.
As you shimmy over the rubble, you can see that the corridor continues in from the cliff face for about 40 feet before coming to a four-way intersection.
And we are at the entrance of the four-way intersection? Or we see it in
the... You can see the intersection as you crawl over the rubble.
Well, I usually draw like
everybody
a big
is,
one.
Oh, no.
I draw like a big one for the encounter and then a small one.
Folks at home know what's going on. Everybody is intentionally using
the
their new...
Beautiful
books with graph paper.
It's got the logo on
we
there.
We got some nice embossed ampersand.
It's a moleskin.
It's a moleskin. No.
No.
It's the real
thing. This is the real deal.
This is what Hemingway used when he wrote The man in the sea.
When he wrote this dungeon.
It was old man in the sea.
Is it?
Yeah, but I like it anyway.
The man in the sea. With such confidence.
It's a trainer, yeah.
The old man.
What's the rule? It's the left-hand rule. Left-hand rule.
Who goes to go first?
Three lefts make it right?
You always go left. That way you know which way, how to get back.
Peer around first.
Okay.
So we are at...
At
the intersection.
You can see, and I assume that either somebody's carrying torches or that the wizard or the cleric can illuminate you guys with light, the light spell.
Yeah. We've got an adventurer's kit here with glow sticks in it.
Did we ever torch thing in the porta-potty?
I have a torch.
Was that like an anglerfish kind of lure on the worm, or was that actually like someone had tossed a torch into
the
shitter?
No, but that sounds awesome.
Okay.
Oh, we should add that. Chris Perkins, please make note. Torch was anglerfish.
Yeah, it was bait.
Thing on.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Oh, we're adding that.
Totally got me. So when the worm pops out, it's got a little torch connected to it.
Little blinking thing.
It was, in fact, just a normal torch.
Oh. It's so much less.
You blew it.
But
now my death is even more meaningless.
We didn't even get that.
If I was
cool
lured
torch.
By a predator, well,
the
then that's
of
just
some amazing evolution.
Yeah, if I was lured by a predator, then that's just Darwin, you know. I can't
all right.
be upset.
Well,
I can shed light around us, up to 20 feet.
Yeah, we all have torches.
Do we have right. torches?
Okay, I have 10 of them.
And you light them all.
I have a candle. Oh, I do have torches.
Burn this mine down.
No, it's like Minecraft. We just put torches every 2 feet.
In all directions, the corridor seems pretty much the same. You see more of these cross beams above. Oh. You also see that actually looking back in the direction you came from, there is dwarven script on one of these cross beams.
Oh.
And those of you who speak dwarven, although it's a different dialect, can decipher.
Oh, I do.
Of course I didn't. Oh, I speak dwarven.
So do you.
I do.
Yes, I do.
Everybody?
You're very well read.
Well, let's just speak in dwarvish for the rest of the game.
And so the folks at home know what I'm doing. I handed out the dwarven alphabet to the group, and they can attempt to translate.
You got a lambda?
The word.
So it's
no,
P
that's a.
What is that? It's a gamma, capital
F
gamma.
Shape.
It's P-A-X. Pax.
Pax.
That's good. Like, that's a good sign.
Well done.
And where, that's behind us?
Yes. About over where the magical rune was. And so in the other direction, you don't see any more of these crossbeams with dwarven script, but the tunnels continue. One about 40 feet to what's the east would be your left as you enter the dungeon. Another corridor continues about 40 feet south. Before it appears to slope downward, and then another corridor continues off into the darkness to the west.